and grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So bounded by choices that somebody else makes. How come we both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. Child, every single thing could blow my mind. Soaking it
up. I found myself with the rabble who stood on the mound. Hip shot thinking, but not out loud. There are too many prophets here.
I made time in a minute, rock with it, I'm in attendance. How could we pair feelings aside? I gotta match the fires to the flame, the feeling just got attached. I got the days fall, the straight fall away, small, the waist started dancing on me. Had to take you back home, time moving slow, we fast fall. Butterfly. eyes and the belly, your signs is angelic, and mind through my aesthetic, and most are tragic. Loving without limits, the message is so vivid. Round and round with me, the baby don't mind spinning. Word, put it working up with referrals. Shorty could be my girl. Look at this so thorough, she precious like little pearls. Hair straight of them pearls, beautiful cause you earned it, making this thing worth it.
Everyone, this is Layla, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone is doing very well this Thursday night. I think it's Thursday. I truly couldn't tell you. I am in the trenches of finals. Contrary to popular belief, finals are still happening to some of us unlucky few here at Tufts University. I actually was at the Tufts Medical Center yesterday because I was deathly ill, and somehow I miraculously recovered, and here I am subbing this slot. But I was there, and the doctor was like, "Oh, you're here. Like, how did your finals go?" I was like, "Doc, finals go, finals are, like, finals have not happened yet." So he was shocked. He thought that all students were done, and I was just lurking around campus. But no, I have two finals tomorrow. One of them is a paper due, and one of them is an exam at 8:30 a.m. So you may be wondering, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be cramming for that exam? The answer is no. I decided to relax and, you know, let the information really soak in by doing this little slot here, and I think that's a more productive use of my time. So in that note, in that vein, we're going to be listening to some more upbeat-ish music today. Some of it's a little less, like, quote-unquote upbeat, but it's gonna be like indie, a little bit of pop, basically just some stuff that I really enjoyed this year, this semester. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. And ooh, I don't know why it cued Love Will Tear Us Apart. It's a great song, but I didn't play that. So we're going to go ahead and delete that. I did not play that. But what you just heard was Candle Flame by Jungle featuring Eric the Architect. And Jungle's, I found out today, has been around for a minute. But they're really having a huge moment right now with this album, Volcano, which has, if you know, Back on 74, that's a really popular song right now. But I think the whole album is honestly really awesome. And yeah, I've been bumping that song a lot. And the next song up is one that I was obsessed with at the beginning of this school year. So back in September, I was like, if you knew me, I was playing this like literally every time I would leave class, I would play it. Every time I was going to class, I would play it, just like, it just was on repeat. So honestly, no introduction needed, because I think if you know me, you know this song, and if you don't know me, like, enjoy this song. I'll let you know what it is afterwards if you don't know. But yeah, please enjoy.
Mona Lisa, hey. Mona Lisa. Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Look, I can see your face in the Parisian paintings, the Mona Lisa. I can hear your voice in the streets and the TV stations and the police. I can feel the strains on my wrist. I don't need these bracelets of all the things that she keeps in cages. I'm her least favorite. And she said, I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels and falling on my head, but all of my fears were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could.
could remind me of what I felt before I fell for your idea of love. Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa. Your space and distance, yeah. You don't take admissions. They told you not to date musicians, yeah. But can't make you listen. Stick to the ones who let you make all the decisions and look the other way. And you already know what your mother say. And you already know I'm a number away. I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my feels were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love, love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa.
Daydream.
listening to Ring of Past by Men I Trust, which is a little group that I am a really, really big fan of. If you know me, you know I have a poster of them up on my wall, although I have never gotten to see them live. So, you know, also I really hope it's a band, because if not, I'm gonna be really embarrassed if y'all are like, no, men I trust, oh, that's this one artist that I know, and like, you're so dumb. Sorry, I really like the music, so, you know, could be wrong. The thing about me, I think is, I'm not gonna say different from other people, it's not like everyone else is operating in one way, and I'm like, walking my own path, but something that I notice about myself is that when I'm a fan of like a musical artist, I like never end up like learning things about their life, or like, I'm not usually a fan of like the person, I would say. Not that I'm not a fan of the person, but like, I don't spend as much time like learning about what they're up to in life. Maybe for like an actor, I'd be more like, okay, let me wiki like, where are they born? I don't know what that is. I just like think of the music as the music, and then I can like go to the artist's concert or whatever and like not have to know everything about them. I don't know. I like, maybe that's like a generalization, and there's, you know, definitely exceptions to that. But like, I think all the people that I have posters up on my wall, I like don't really know personal facts about them. I don't know. Interesting. So I know people can like be fans of things in very different ways. So definitely like an interesting little thing. But yeah, I don't really know if I have that much to say. By the way, if you've been listening for a couple minutes now, that song that I was talking about that I played a lot at the beginning of this year was Mona Lisa by Dominic Fike. And then the song I played right after that was Again by Steve Buscemi. Now that is an artist that I'm obsessed with. Their music, and I am seeing him, see, I know it's a him, I know it's not a band, guys, I'm seeing him in August, and I'm so, so excited. I'm seeing him at an outdoor venue as well, which I don't know if I've ever been to, like, I mean, okay, I've been to MetLife Stadium, which, like, okay, outdoor venue, but I wouldn't call that a venue, that's, like, a stadium, right? So, I haven't really been to, like, an intimate outdoor venue before, so I'm really excited about that. I haven't been to a concert in a minute either, honestly. Like, trying to recall the last time I went to a concert, maybe I went to Duster last year at the Paradise Rock Club. Maybe I've been to a concert since then. I don't know. I like should go to way more, but I don't know. I need to like really get on that. I like need to get into my experiences over just like holding up, and I don't know, I'm in like the finals mentality right now, so I'm just, all I'm thinking about is like being here, being at the library, just like eating, sustaining, you know. So I think tomorrow, maybe starting tomorrow after I finish these two exams, I'll be a real person again, and then I can like actually say interesting things about myself and my interests. But until then, like, if you want to know about ancient Greece, like, I got you, I'm your girl. Anyway, the next song we have is going to be Say Something by Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton. Fun fact to prove how much I like this song, even though I know it's like a popular song. I like this song so much that I actually suggested it for my a cappella group to sing at our spring concert, which was 2 weeks ago. And it got selected, and my roommate and I actually arranged it for my a cappella group. So proof that I like this song a lot, and now I like know some stuff about it musically because I arranged it. Little shameless plug, if you are into music, my a cappella group is going to be releasing a single in about a little over a week. We don't have an official date yet, but we're trying to do it near graduation, and graduation at Tufts is May 19th, so around that. So if you're interested, we are the Tufts Jackson Jills on every streaming service, or you can follow us on Instagram, and like stay updated with our drop and everything. It's gonna be really fun. I'm not gonna say what it is because we haven't like officially announced it yet, but it's gonna be awesome. Okay, I have talked a lot and I've plugged myself a lot, so I'm gonna just let you listen to music because that's what you're here for, right? Okay. Ooh.
all about my direction. And in my heart somewhere, I wanna go there. Still I don't go there. Everybody says, say something, say something. Still in my heart somewhere, there's melody and harmony for you and me tonight. Oh, I hear them call my name. Everybody says, say something, say something.
Yeah. losing my mind. Cause it's a trouble, but it feels right. Keeping on the edge of heaven and hell is a battle that I cannot fight.
I'm a fool, but they all think I'm blind.
just listened to Is It True by Tame Impala. And just before that, you listened to Oh My God by Adele. So that was my little, like, pop moment, I guess. I mean, the last one wasn't really pop, but I guess I classify Justin Timberlake and Adele as pop. So there you go. It's a little over the halfway point of the show, and you know what that means, guys. It's PSA time. Let's go. We got a brand new one for you today. All right. So, May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It is an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, you know, me personally, bikes and me, I had a weird moment. I learned to bike, I guess, moderately late because I was terrified of it. And then I had a kick where I was like, I need to learn this right now. And I got hot pink elbow pads and knee pads. And I just did it until I knew how to do it. And then I didn't bike ever because I was horrified of cars. And I honestly, like, didn't understand how you could bike and, like, on the road. Like, it wasn't even comprehending to me how you wouldn't, you know, have a collision. I was so confused. And then over COVID, I mean, there were less cars on the road and I was bored out of my mind. I got so into biking, y'all. I was biking every single day. It was like freeing to me. And then I fell off my bike and then I fell off my bike again. And, you know, that was kind of the end of my biking era. But who thinks I should get back into it this summer? Maybe I should, guys. I mean, it's good for you. And, you know, it's been in the basement for a while after I just, like, did it for one solitary summer. So maybe I'll try it back out, guys. I don't know. Anyway, moving on to a little bit, I don't know, EDM, electronic, like, kind of stuff going on. We're going to be switching it up. We're going to be moving into Charlie XCX territory. We're going to listen to Enemy by Charlie XCX off of her How I'm Feeling Now album, which coincidentally was a COVID album. Guys, didn't even mean to do this, but another concert I have lined up is Charlie XCX. I am seeing her in Boston, actually, in September with my sister. And my sister is, like, the biggest Charlie XCX fan ever. Fun fact, little known fact by a lot of people. So a lot of people know Charlie XCX is British, right? Did you know she's half Indian? Most don't, okay? I mention it because I'm half Indian, so this is crazy, all right? She's half Indian from the same part of India that I'm half from and half white, like me. Like, hello. And honestly, she kind of looks like my sister. So I don't know, guys. Like, maybe we're distantly related. Like, I'm, like, she and me like this. You can't see, but, like, I'm crossing my fingers. We're this close, okay? No, but all jokes aside, she's awesome. And she's, like, if you don't know if you're into, like, electronic music, and kind of hyperpop, I guess is the term, hyperpop is what I would call it, like, she's a really good person to kind of dip your toe into it. She's definitely hyperpop, but you can go from there, you can go, like, crazy. And honestly, I'm not even that into it to go, like, really off into that whole genre. Maybe one day I will be, but, like, so far this is where I'm at. This is How I'm Feeling Now. Like the title of the album. Okay, I've started doing voices, so we're just gonna move into the music while I get my normal voice back. Please enjoy.
They say keep your friends close, but you're closer. I love when you're here. I'm so far away, sometimes I'm distant. Yeah, you might help me into messy. I'll admit I'm scared. Maybe you're my enemy. Now I'm finding that you come a little close to me. You make surface. I'm scared of nothing. Underneath, I'm nervous. Can you reach me? So calm at the surface. Told you I'm scared.
Whilst you're around a lot of people, I feel like I'm learning that about myself. And I don't fully really understand it yet. It hurts here, it like hurts. Yeah.
Been replaced when I'm furthest from myself. Far away, feeling close to the stars. I've been invaded by the dark.
Can't escape.
Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced.
I start to notice. I still feel. He likes his cherries when they marish, you know. He likes his movies when they turn to know.
Alright, folks, you just listened to Disco Man by Remy Wolf, which I have played that song on air before, so sorry if you're hearing that again. But I've been really into Remy Wolf lately. She is dropping an album this summer, y'all. So if you like what you just heard, you should check that out. But yeah, I don't want to talk for too long because I want to get two more songs in and have a little talk break in between them. So the next song we're going to be listening to is Halfway Up by The Brook and the Bluff, and I'm just gonna let y'all listen to it, and I'll be back in like one quick song. Okay, all right.
Thank you. find my place to fade. Middle of the spring, but it's cold in the bed we made. To opposite ends we gravitate. You could never feel warm enough to stay. I wanna hear you say that I was everything that you wanted, and I was on the path to being honest. I stopped when we were halfway up in Austin, and it felt as we were living in our forfeit.
As promised, that was Halfway Up by The Brook and the Bluff. And that was perfect timing for me because I am going to go ahead and give you my closing remarks before I play my last song. Yeah, so it's been lovely having you guys listen tonight. I hope you enjoyed my little cathartic session before my final at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. If you guys have any spare energy, please send it my way, because that is 100% the earliest that I will be getting up this year. So, actually, not true. The only other time was to catch a flight. So, I am really praying that I can stay awake, and that I can caffeinate appropriately. But yeah, I don't want to ramble on for too long when I don't really have anything to say, much as hopefully my exam, my in-class essay, will be the same, that I will be concise and to the point. Okay. Anyway, I am going to go ahead and play my last song, which is going to be From Eden by Hozier. You know, a classic, needs no introduction. So with that, I'm Layla. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And yeah, bye.
Babe, picnic planned for you and me.